Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Grow Your Life podcast. My name is Darren Mike Krakowski. In this podcast, I talk about ways to grow your coaching and online course business to get more clients and make more money. Now today, I want to talk about how do you actually promote your business, promote your offers, and attract new clients, brand new people that you've never talked to, that you've never met before, to your offers and to your business. Let's say that you have an offer that you're putting out there, you got your lead magnet created, and you're ready to promote it. You got your coaching program built out. This is going to assume that you have all that stuff ready to go, ready to promote. You got something that's ready for people to sign up for, okay? If you don't have that, we have a ton of training that we've been putting out on my YouTube channel all about everything that leads up to that point, okay? In my coaching program, the Client Growth Accelerator, we have a lot of training that breaks down what to do after that point. And that's what we work with people on every single week, is how do we scale their businesses to be able to make six and seven figures. I want to break down for you in this episode what you need to do once you got your offer ready to go. To promote your offer, you got to get it in front of the people that want it. Okay? Duh, of course. But like, how do you find those people? And so the number one way that most people do is they're going to put it on their social media. They're going to send it to their email list. And if you don't have a big email list, they're just going to be doing their social media. Here's what ends up happening for most people is they spend a bunch of time, a lot of time building their offer together, and they put it out there on social media. Nobody signs up. That's what happens for most people. And then they get frustrated and they're like, online marketing doesn't work. This whole thing doesn't work. It's a scam. It's a waste of time. That's not true. It's just the fact is that the algorithms literally are designed to deprioritize content that coaches, mentors, and course creators do. And so there's not anything that you did wrong on this. It's just that when you have something of value like that to put out there, the algorithms prioritize content that is entertainment, that's going to be engaging, that grabs people's attention. It doesn't prioritize information. It doesn't prioritize things that change people's lives. And so unfortunately, if that's what we're putting out is content like that, it's not gonna do very much for us. Now, when you have people in your ecosystem, there's a flywheel that ends up happening. Flywheel effect is basically this idea that you can take, the way a flywheel works on a car is that there's a weighted wheel that keeps momentum going. And so that's what exactly what a flywheel effect is that content-based social media content helps the flywheel go as you have more people on there, okay? So again, if you're like just pounding your head, trying to get people on your social media, trying to get people organically that way, 9 times out of 10, not very many people are going to sign up. So you're gonna have to really think outside of the box in that. The best way, if you don't have any money to spend on ads, to think outside of the box, you have to literally reach out to people cold, write them, DM them, message them, and spark up conversations is what you have to do. And so you have to like contact people that maybe you have engaged with them before, see where they're at in their business, see what's going on with them, see where they're at in their life, see what, if it's related to what you do in your business. And then you start sending them pieces of content that you put together on your social media, and that starts to prime the flywheel and get it going, okay? So you gotta actually engage with other people rather than just, I put content out there and it draws people to me, all right? So you gotta be active at actually putting yourself in front of the right people. And the truth is that if you are DMing people to do that, most of the people that you're going to direct message are not going to be a good fit. They're not going to want anything to do with what you're talking about. You're going to annoy a lot of people. But if you can become okay with that, if you're okay with, and by the way, I would recommend to become 100% comfortable with irritating people, with not worrying what other people think about you to grow your business, 100%. If you don't want to do that, now what are the options that we have to market, right? So those are our free options. YouTube is a great option. And so YouTube is one option because it is one of the last organic pieces that's out there that you can put content on there. But I'm talking like you're going to have to record couple of times a week, 30 to 40 minute videos that are really in depth, that teach something, and then attached to every one of those videos, you want to have some kind of an offer or a lead magnet or something that you're drawing people into. Again, that's going to be a trickle of people. That takes a long time to get that flywheel going. So all of the ways that we do it for free to promote, again, for most coaches and mentors, it's going to be crickets. It's going to be very few people are going to sign up for anything that you do. And again, that can be frustrating. Now, you can make a business work by doing that, but here's what I recommend. There's really two of the best ways to grow your business. Number one is if you know of somebody who you can partner with, who you can be on their platform, you can talk to their audience. And then by doing so, you're able to promote your social media, your content, your training. And you might even have a JV deal where they get some of your content just for signing up and buying something from somebody else. I've done that before, and that actually led to quite a few clients that way for me because people saw my content that I did on somebody else's platform and then came over to mine, okay? Now, and by the way, that's actually very effective. It really is because you're able to borrow the trust from somebody else by joining their platform. By, you know, maybe some of the people who follow them may be interested in what you offer or what you're doing. And so again, this is why networking, this goes back to being intentional to connect with where are the people that are going to buy from me? Who are those people? You get into conversations to create connection with the people that are going to bring business to you overall. Okay, so I had to do that in the beginning. And a lot of times it was actually clients that I was working with doing what I do in my business. It was people that I actively went out there and found. And then I helped them get a lot of a result. And then they helped promote me in the beginning by doing that. Okay, but that can be a lot of work. The easiest way, and again, a lot of people, they don't like this, but it literally is one of the easiest, and you have the most control over it. And if you follow the system that we teach, I have a free training that I put together about this that you can watch, is running paid advertising, Facebook and Instagram ads. And before you shut off this training, I want you to just understand why this is one of the best ways to actually promote your business, because you have control over who it goes in front of, a lot of control over that. You have control over when people are going to show up with you, and you can increase how many people are going to connect with you by adding more budget to your advertising campaign. Now, this is why if your offer isn't dialed in, your ads are going to go to zero. If your language isn't dialed in, if your sales copy isn't dialed in, because the way the ads work is they actually use the language that you write to decide who do they put it in front of. And so that those words that you use, you want those to hyper strongly qualify / disqualify. You want to qualify the right people, and by automatically doing that, you're going to automatically disqualify who is not a good fit for you. And so what does that fall in the category of? When you're running a paid ads campaign, who is disqualified is somebody who is not probably going to buy from you. They might be interested in what you offer, but they're not going to purchase from you. And so this is one of the things that I do, and this is why everything that I teach comes from this angle of direct response marketing, because it's also based on the same flywheel effect. So every piece of content that I put out there comes from an advertising first focus. Who am I marketing to first? I'm hyper focused on the type of person that I want to bring in. Because if I bring them in through an ad, now I want them engaging with other pieces of content that I put out there. And this is where organic helps amplify what you're doing with your advertising campaigns. Because if you advertise to people, chances are, and this is the harsh reality that you gotta understand, is you can put out a great offer, you can have that, you can have a great webinar, sales process, and yet very few small percentage of those people are actually going to become clients of yours in one outing, in one offer, in one sitting. And so the way that we actually, let's say you pulled a bunch of people onto your email list, or you, or they watched a presentation with you, is you continue to engage with them with additional pieces of content, with additional presentations, with additional connect points, where you're connecting with the same person again and again and again until they either decide they don't want anything to do with you or they end up becoming a client. And that's where that flywheel effect starts to come into place. Is if I'm not putting out organic content, my ads actually don't perform as well long in the big picture. Because with the advertising campaigns, I'm going to pull somebody into my ecosystem, onto my email list for some kind of an offer, a very specific offer, a presentation. And now I'm going to continue, if they like me, they're going to be following me on my social media. I'm going to make sure of that. They're going to be watching all the content that I put out there. They're going to DM me first. And now I've started a conversation with somebody by them DMing me instead of me actively going out there and cold DMing. So now it turns away from a numbers game of me trying to cold attract people. And it turns into this, these are qualified people that are in my inbox that I'm chatting with, that I'm talking to, that I'm engaging with. They're qualified for what I have to offer. And they're looking for the thing that I'm promoting. Okay. And so actively, this now becomes a part of our system, a part of our ecosystem. And they're in my world. And when they come in through an ads campaign, I'm targeting the right person. They're not, they might not buy from me right away, but as they continue to engage with me, then they will. And so this is why, again, a lead magnet to some kind of a pre-recorded webinar or video training is going to be one of the very best formats of offers that you can put out there, especially when it comes to your time freedom. Live events is one of the very best offers that you can put out there, a live webinar, a 3-day challenge, 5-day challenge. These are all great offers. If you do a live event, there's a little bit of that factor of you got to show up live. If you do it pre-recorded, you might have a little bit of a lower percentage convert, but it's a great balance long-term if you get the flywheel working. And so that's why, like, I've transitioned my whole business over to Evergreen, because the flywheel is able to work. And I got those things spinning over and over and over again, getting people into my ecosystem from multiple touch points. Every piece of content that I put out there is towards engaging with the right people to bring them into my coaching program, to bring them into my Client Growth Accelerator program. Because if you're watching any piece of content of mine, and maybe you're listening to this right now, you're the type of person who is going to be a great fit for what we work with you with in our accelerator program, where we help you dial in those ads campaigns, where we help you dial in what do you actually say in your offer, your landing pages, how do you structure your evergreen trainings, how do you put together those promotion offers, those VSLs, all of that stuff. We go through all that with you. We give you scripts and templates and all the things to say and what to do in there, so you don't have to think about it. You just follow the system, and the system works for you. And so that's what we're looking for, is people that will jump in with us that are qualified for what we have to offer. And it's funny, I even just now put in a small infomercial into my podcast about my coaching program, the Client Growth Accelerator. The last 2 minutes, what I've been talking about is literally like an infomercial for my accelerator program. But it's also a direct example to you of how you need to be promoting your business. Constantly promoting to people, letting them know what you have to offer, what you're trying to address with them. And so again, if you want to know how to run paid ads campaigns, we have a training that I just released all about what's the best way to create Facebook ads. You gotta, again, have a landing page. You gotta have your sales copy dialed in. You gotta have your ads copy, the language that you say dialed in. It doesn't take a lot to do that. We use AI to help us do a lot of that. A lot of the AI prompts that we put together, our ChatGPT prompt document helps us do that as well, okay? And so, again, when it comes to promoting your business, there's a lot of different ways to promote it. I'll say this, for coaches and course creators, SEO is pretty much dead. It really is, because there's so many different people that are out there, and now even with AI, like, SEO is, again, starting to fall by the wayside, but paid advertising is picking up. YouTube is still a great resource. There's a formula for what to say on your YouTube videos. There is a formula for what type of content gets engagement. But a lot of times, like, you got to really know who are you talking to. You got to know what grabs their attention the most. And then talk through that and talk in that way. And so, again, my YouTube channel, we've actually had some great traction with it. Great traction, I consider, on a YouTube channel. You got a couple hundred organic views whenever you put out a YouTube video. I love that. Like, we're able to get that on our YouTube video. I could barely get like 10 views on my YouTube videos a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So the fact that we're getting a couple hundred now on average with a lot of our YouTube videos is exciting, because it shows that we're gaining that momentum. We're keeping people engaged through the content. They're watching the content. I see the analytics of how many people are watching through our content that we're putting out there. So again, that's a great resource. YouTube is a great, valuable resource in conjunction with your ads campaigns, in conjunction with your email list. All of it works together. It's a system, it's an ecosystem. Trying to just use one piece, so I'm gonna put content out there and hope people signs up, that is going to be the lowest, bottom of the barrel, fewest people that you're going to get overall, and for most people, that's why they give up. And truly, I actually think that if they just ran some simple ads campaigns like we teach in my program, they wouldn't give up, because they would start to see the results like our clients do, and they would start to see real results, and paid clients start to come in with them. All right. So again, I'd love to work with you in my accelerator program. Love to have you join us as a part of that. Listen, if this episode has helped you, share it with somebody. Don't hold it just to yourself. Grow your life, everybody. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.